G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 with Neil Johnson on Vision.
Turning our attention today to the amazing power of Christian tracts, those printed stories that draw the attention of the reader to the deeper message of the Christian gospel. Well, a couple of years back, a group of Christians set up a faith ministry with the sole purpose to spread the good news. They wanted to produce quality resources for both believers and non-believers. His Word Media is producing a growing range of outstanding Christian tracts that simply explain biblical truths. Vince Wall leads His Word Media. Vince is also senior pastor at the Newcastle Baptist Tabernacle. Vince, welcome along to 2020.
Thank you, Neil.
Vince, right from the start, just let me clarify something here. You want to supply these high-quality tracts to believers around Australia, and you want to do it absolutely free of charge. Just qualify that for us for a few moments.
Yes, that's right. We want to get the gospel out to the streets, into the letterboxes, at airports, phone booths, wherever we can. And we want to enable people to do that. And we are enabling people to do that free of charge. They can just go onto our website and they can put an order in and get the gospel tracts that they need.
Well, I'll deliver that website address at the end of our conversation just a short while away. But when we're talking about gospel tracts, so many will have received a tract over the years. So many listening will have received a tract, read it. And even that was the connecting point for them starting a walk, believing and following Jesus Christ. That's your whole aim in all of this, so that these tracts get into hands, so that lives can be changed and transformed.
Well, actually, that's my story, Neil. I became a Christian because a lady shared a gospel tract with me that just completely changed my life as a young man. And then I ended up getting a passion for evangelism. And actually, the first gospel tract I designed was actually a piece of A4 paper folded in half with my testimony on it and photocopied. Nothing fancy about it at all. But I've had an interest in creating gospel tracts, and I use those on the street myself. I do letterbox drops myself, and I've used gospel tracts both here and overseas to present the gospel to people. And I want others to be able to do the same, and I want to encourage others. This is a fantastic ministry, and in the days that we live in these dark hours, I believe that people will read gospel tracts in a letterbox, if it's well illustrated, more than any other time, certainly in my lifetime.
I know on your website, you've got a little note there too that's just hidden in the backstory. God planted a tract for Hudson Taylor to read, and Hudson Taylor planted the gospel for millions in China. So in some sense, your story's a little like that. You're wanting now to reach thousands, hundreds of thousands, even millions with what you're trying to do, and the likes of Hudson Taylor's gone before.
That's right. I set a goal to pray for a million tracts, to get a million out. Now, I'd like to get a lot more than a million out, but if I can get a million out, that would be wonderful. We produced now about 430,000 so far since 2020.
Wonderful. In a high-tech age, Vince, are people still ready to read a paper tract? Is it still relevant? How do you answer that?
Yes, they are still relevant. I approach people on the street. I'll give you an example. I've just created a gospel tract, and it's a Titanic tract, and it's in the form of a Titanic boarding pass. So it's got a picture of the ship and then simply got first class boarding pass and the word Titanic in red. I was on the streets last week, and I simply say to people, and this is a great outreach for this year, because it's the 110th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. So when I'm on the street, I can simply say to people, holding the tract out so they can see it, it is the 110th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. It was April 15th, 110 years ago. So we've just passed that anniversary, but we're in the 110th anniversary year. So we can use that, and we can even use it next year and the year after. All we have to do is say it's the 111th anniversary of the Titanic sinking next year. I hold that tract out, put a smile on my face, and people take it.
You've got a whole lot of different titles. Let's go through a few of them. You've got one that's all about the world in crisis. You've got one that is the hero from the grave. Another one that shows an image of a detective, a little bit caricatured. You must investigate this. Which ones are the most popular ones, Vince?
I'd have to say that the most popular one has probably been the world in crisis, because we are certainly in crisis now with what's happening around the world and what's happened recently with the coronavirus. And I'd say the second most popular one has been the Titanic. We've changed the design of the Titanic, and I think it'll even be more popular now. But those two have been very popular. But I've also designed tracks for Anzac Day. And this past Anzac Day, thousands of tracks went out. And I decided to write a tract on the life of John Ridley and Arthur Stace, who were both World War I veterans. And actually, John Ridley, who's a Baptist minister, he preached, and Arthur Stace was in the congregation, and Arthur Stace got his call to write his eternity on the paths of the city streets in Sydney and other places when he heard John Ridley preach. But they were both returned servicemen from World War I, and so I've written a tract about their life, and I've called it Eternity, the Digger and the Drunkard. And so we were handing these out at Anzac Day, and people gladly received them. Got a picture of a soldier on the front, and it's got Arthur's writing of Eternity.
Now, some of your titles, and people are even requesting some specially modified tracts that are just for them, and I know this is all now starting to go overseas internationally as well, but you've got some amusing titles, some tourist tracts for, say, the Northern Territory and for Queensland, one with a smiling crocodile that says, "Welcome to Queensland, our crocs love tourists." Give us some insights into what's in there.
Yes, well, how that came about was there was a Baptist pastor that rang me from Katherine in the Northern Territory, and he said he wanted a crocodile tract. And so I began to think about how I would design a crocodile tract and put one together. But then we have crocodiles in northern Queensland as well. So I developed a crocodile tract for them, and I'll just read to you part of what it says. Tourists love to see crocodiles in remote locations in northern Queensland. And then I talk about the fact in the tract here, crocodiles love to see tourists in remote locations. And I talk about the danger of crocodiles, how they'll sneak up on a person, how they'll watch a person, they'll be very observant. And I relate that to the danger of sin and relate that to the wonderful gospel that we have with Jesus saving us.
Your hometown is Newcastle, and you've even got one that has a special dig at, or it's got the image of on the front of it, the Pasha Bulka that so many will remember ran aground in Newcastle many, many years ago.
Yes, that's right. Yes, so the crocodile tract really sort of led to a group of tracts called tourist tracts. So if I'm approached by people in different locations, I can actually write a tract for them to hand out if they've got some historical event or buildings perhaps of historical significance in their locality. And in Newcastle here, we had a ship that turned up on one of our famous beaches, and it got shipwrecked there, and it was there for weeks. And they had to figure out a way to get that ship off the beach. It was at a beach we call Nobby's Beach, which is one of the most beautiful beaches in Newcastle. And they brought a salvage group. They towed that ship out, took it overseas. They restored it. They gave it a new name, and it's got a new life. And I relate that to the gospel. We are shipwrecked because of sin, but God, in the person of the Lord Jesus, comes from a faraway place, and he gives us a new start. He begins a restoration in our life, and there'll be a final restoration, and one day we're even going to get a new name.
Well, these tracts that you're producing, they're high quality, well illustrated, glossy tracts. And I want to bring you back to something we mentioned just a few minutes back. In these difficult days, people are likely to read a Christian tract with a gospel message. What's your encouragement to listeners? Because I'm going to tell them your website address in just a few minutes, and they'll be able to connect with you and even get free tracts. But these difficult days, it does create opportunity, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I've got some incredible stories. One of them is that I was contacted by a young lady from Bavaria. And that lady, she was a twin in her 20s, and she'd come from Bavaria over to Queensland, and she was going to holiday with her sister and get some work and enjoy time over here. They were both non-Christians when they left. They met some Christians with some literature at a show in Queensland, and they really, I think, did a wonderful job sharing the gospel with them. And then these girls ended up flying to New Zealand. Someone gave them a photocopy of one of my tracts in New Zealand and also gave them another tract, a genuine copy of one of my other tracts. And those girls contacted us. And my wife and I had dinner with these two girls in our home here in Newcastle. And those girls had been soundly converted. And they were going on as strong witnesses for the Lord Jesus. And they went down to Sydney, and they were sharing tracts in Sydney. And now they've gone back to Bavaria as missionaries. Tracts work.
Well,
and Christians need to be prepared to share literature with others, have a conversation with them, direct them to the Bible if they've got time. And I can tell you that the gospel goes out, and God won't fail. Jesus said, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. And he said, pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. And I believe that Christians have got to get out of the salt shaker of the church and be the salt of the earth, because there are people there that are willing to listen and to take literature, and their lives can be changed. At a recent conference, I was talking about the use of tracts in evangelism. And there's a Bible commentary called the Wills Commentary on the New Testament. And Volume 8 has a great story about a professional diver who was diving in the ocean. And on the seabed, he saw an oyster on a rock with something in its mouth. He went over to that oyster, took out the piece of paper, and it happened to be a gospel tract. And this man read the gospel tract through his goggles underwater, and that man ended up being soundly converted. The Lord was working on his heart previously, and God used an oyster, can you believe it, an oyster to be a fisher of men.
It's an amazing story, Vince, and so many will be hanging on the edge of their seat right now just saying, what's the way I can connect here, access some of these free gospel tracts, high-quality gospel tracts, to enable you to just supercharge your opportunity to be able to share your faith? Well, here is the website, hiswordmedia.com. That's hiswordmedia.com. A solid evangelical base with a statement of belief there on the website, in case you're wondering what's in these tracts. You can also get onto the mailing list and be notified when new tracts are being released. And a supply free. Now, not everyone wants to take something for free, and if you're a little worried about getting something for free, take advantage of it if that doesn't worry you at all, but you can make a donation when you are on that website, hiswordmedia.com, but to access some of these free, high-quality tracts. And Vince Wall, who leads His Word Media. Vince, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts and your heart with us today on 2020.
Thank you very much, Neil. Lovely to talk with you.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.